So welcome everyone to this online training on how to build a profitable NT business. Now I have run this a couple of times before, so if you've been before, welcome back. If you haven't, I hope this will be very helpful for you. I know it will be if you're here, you're going to be picking up something, whatever stage of your business you're in. Yes, Karen, this will be available to view afterwards. We're recording and I will be sending out a replay to everybody who's registered. So if you miss a bit or you have to leave or whatever, it's all good. It's all good. You'll still get the full replay. But it would be great if you could stay to the end because I'm going to do a Q&A, live Q&A. So if you have any questions for me, then I'm here for that. I'm happy to answer them. So let's get moving. Okay, so there may be a few reasons you signed up for this training. You might just be starting out as an NT. And if you've just graduated, by the way, congratulations. I remember that feeling well. After all that hard work and finally having finished, it's a really good feeling. If you're still studying, then keep going. It's worth it in the end, I promise. But I do know that when you're faced with starting your business, you might be feeling a little bit like this. You know, I certainly felt like this when I qualified. There's so much to do. There's so many different options. Where on earth do I start? So if you want to pop a one in the chat box, if this is you, if you're either a student or you're just qualified, let me know, because I'd like to know sort of where you are in the stage of your business. Okay. You may have been going for a while as an NT, and although you're seeing clients, it may feel like it's an awful lot of effort for little reward. Now, if that's you, you're a number two. Pop a number two in the chat box for me, and then we can see how many of you are in that stage. Lovely. Oh, it's a real mixture, actually. Okay. You may have been going for a while and doing really well. But feel like there's something, you know, you can optimize. You could be doing better. It might be that you're doing really well, but you're working really, really hard and feel like, you know, you might burn out at some point if you don't do something a little bit differently. So you might want to leverage yourself. So put a three, if that's you, in the chat box. Fantastic. Thank you. It just gives me an idea of where you're all at. So, okay, then we've got a real mixture, which is fabulous. I've been in all three situations and survived to tell the tale. So hopefully I can shed some light on that and give you some tips from my own experience, whatever stage you're at. We're going to be here for the next 60 minutes or so. Now, obviously, in an hour, I'm not going to be able to tell you everything I've learned in the last 5 years. That would be a stretch. But I will give you as much as I can that's useful. And then if you're interested in learning more, I'll be sharing an opportunity for you at the end to do that if you want to do that. And I'm also going to be around, like I said, for any questions you may have for me. Okay, so let's get started. In case you don't know me, I'm Ion trained. I qualified in 2014. So I've been practicing for 5 years now. Now I founded my brand, Happy Hormones for Life. We specialize in hormones, and I did that straight away because at the time I was 47, I was going through perimenopause. So it was something I could relate to. And also because hormones just fascinated me right from the start, all through college, I gravitated to all the seminars and conferences about women's health and hormones, mainly because I wanted to sort myself out, but also because it was interesting. Since then, the business has gone from strength to strength. And last year we hit six figures in sales. Now there are four of us in the team. I get well paid for speaking, and I'm really, really grateful that my book is selling really well on Amazon. And in January we launched a digital magazine. Don't know if you saw that, called Happy Hormones, of course. And next year we're projected to double our turnover. So this hasn't happened overnight. Far from it. So I just wanted to run through quickly, you know, what happens in each of the years, because I think it's really important to know that, you know, we'll put a timeline on it really, so that you can see that, you know, this has been something that's been very gradual. So in year one, once I'd stopped faffing around after college and got myself a business coach, because that's what I really needed back then, I still do, it was all about clients. So even though I wanted to do everything at once and I was being told that you need to have everything at once, I just focused on one thing only. I'm going to come back to this in a later slide. So my one focus was getting client experience and money in the bank. So I'd spent a lot of money at college. I had to start seeing some return on that. So that first year, I managed to see 40 clients through a 12-week program. It was exhausting, but it was a really important experience for me. So I got to know what clients were suffering with, what their biggest pain points were, what they responded to, what got results, what they were willing to do, which is even more important, and what they were willing to pay for. Incredibly useful experience. And it was the foundation for everything that happened after that. year two. With some money in the bank, I was then able to create my online course and sales funnel. So this is the online stuff that starts to bring you leads. So you don't have to like go and hustle at networking and do all of that stuff. I had a lot of help with it because obviously I couldn't do it on my own. And we've now put hundreds of women through the online course. And the sales funnel provides, it's actually more important to have the funnel. It provides me constant leads and it builds my list. So we currently have around just under 10,000 women going through my funnel at the moment. And that provides regular potential clients. So I don't have to go out and network. I obviously did for the first 2 or 3 years, like crazy, but now with the funnel built, that doesn't, it's not so important. Well, what I emphasize here is that if I hadn't have done the legwork in clinic in that first year, I wouldn't have been able to build the course. And please don't be lured into the trap of this whole passive income thing. Yes, you can sell an online course and not have to do the work because it's done, but it takes a massive amount of work to not just make a course and make it good, but to sell it. That's where the real work comes in. There's absolutely nothing passive about it. Okay, so don't believe the hype. It's the biggest myth ever. It's a really good thing to have available, but you're never going to be able to lead a laptop lifestyle sitting on a beach while the money comes rolling in. It's a myth. And I'm sure you know that, but in reality, I kind of thought that might be the answer to my dreams and I'd never have to work again, but no. Year three was, this was 2017 when my book was published. So again, you know, I thought maybe I could write a book before I'd seen any clients. But I soon realized that I needed that client experience because before I could write about hormones and, you know, what the impact they have on women. It was very hard work, but so worth it. And it's doing well on Amazon. It's got some lovely reviews and I get a nice royalty check every month. Now that really is passive income because obviously the work's done already and it's 2-3 years old now, or 2 years old. But also the biggest advantage is the credibility. It gives me credibility to get speaking gigs, interviews. And also it's a really lovely gift to send a new client. So it doesn't cost me much to send a book out to say, thank you for joining us, etc., especially the high paying courses. Year four was last year. And it was a big leap, actually. I was no longer alone. I employed another NT. You may know her, Lauren Lavelle. She was another ex-Iron student. And now she's our client services manager, which means she does a lot of the client work. And that freed me up to do more marketing, speaking, writing, and all the other things that actually I quite enjoyed doing. So, and I didn't have time for before. Now, that might not be your goal, but for me, it was the right way to go. I'm definitely happier being in front of a group than doing one-to-one work, but I know that's not for everyone. The other thing that changed last year is that after doing all my speaking for free in the beginning, I started charging good rates for speaking. And that's incredibly satisfying because if you don't pick up any clients, you don't feel like you've wasted your time. Year five. So this year has all been about growth and, of course, you guys supporting nutritional therapists, because I looked around and realized that actually there weren't many other NTs who were making a lot of money. And I'm seeing a lot of NTs going out of business, giving up, struggling, feeling overwhelmed, feeling that, you know, they're not getting much reward for their efforts. And I really didn't want that to be how it is. You know, our industry has to change. And part of that is learning how to be more business minded. So this is the next tranche of my business, is supporting NTs, because, you know, the more we're all out there practicing and helping people, the more good we do. No pressure. You're all part of my plan. So that is my journey, but you may not want any of that, and that is fine. You might want to go on a completely different journey. Everyone is unique. So whatever you want for your business, I just want to tell you that you are the boss. You decide every single bit of it. You decide what your journey is going to be. You'll decide who you want to work with or collaborate with, who you surround yourself with, what you do on a daily basis, what you say yes to, what you say no to, everything. But to be the boss in your business, you need to have a boss mindset. And you need to get the right knowledge, tools, and support to make your business profitable. Because without profits, your business isn't going to survive. And you're not going to be able to help anyone. And that's why I feel really passionate about NTs being profitable, not just busy. Because unfortunately, successful NTs are definitely in the minority. In fact, starting businesses in general, produce these sort of statistics. 40% of startups fail within the first year, 80% fail before year five, and only 4% are left at the 10-year mark. Now, you might see that as you look around, if you've been going for a while, people dropping off. But I mean, this is general stats for startups, but I think they're actually probably worse for NTs and anyone in the sort of healing profession. So what do you need to build a successful practice? Here we go. Firstly, we need to be able to switch from overwhelm to focus. Now, what I mean by that is there is so much information out there on business, how to grow your business. You've got to build a funnel. You've got to write a book. You've got to write blogs. You've got to be all over social media. You've got to do videos. You've got to speak. You've got to make a course. You've got to do a podcast. I mean, the list is endless in terms of what we're meant to be doing to be successful, right? So no wonder we can feel completely overwhelmed. And in my first year, like I said, I was trying to do a lot of this all at the same time. I didn't know where to start or what to focus on. And that's when I got my first coach, and one of the only things, actually, for a very expensive amount of money, one of the only things he actually taught me was to focus on one thing. But it was gold dust. It seems flipping obvious when I look back now. Of course, it was the right thing to do, but I couldn't see it. I was stuck in the woods, and I couldn't see where to go, which path to take. And when he said, "Do I need to focus on one thing?" and I just said, what is the most important thing for you right now? And I said, "Well, I'm just starting out. Obviously, I've got to get clients and money." That one bit of focus changed everything for me and set me on a path which led to everything else. So incredibly important. I often look back and think that was the moment that changed everything. I paid, $3,000 for it. But looking back, it was the biggest investment I made. Oh, by the way, if you want to read more on this and how to, if you're a procrastinist or a perfectionist, or you get overwhelmed by, you can't get off the, what I call the analysis paralysis roundabout, you're just going round and round and round and not making the decision because you're not sure which one to make. There's a book called The One Thing by Gary Keller. I would recommend you buy it because it is fantastic. Productivity, procrastination, anything like that, it's incredibly good. So many NTs I meet are lacking in confidence. I think it's the fact that we are in the health profession, we're healing, we're in the healing profession, we are therapists. It seems pretty common amongst this group, but we do an unbelievably amazing job and we should be so proud of the work we do. You don't see many doctors or consultants or surgeons that don't feel very confident. And yet we have this sort of self-doubt and this, this lack of confidence and esteem. But it is something you can work on, luckily. And I did that, and I found, building confidence is a lot about getting clarity on, what you want, who you are, what you offer, and the results that you can get. And if you're starting out and you don't feel like you've had much client experience yet, just look around you at people who are successful and see the results they're getting. We are changing lives left, right, and center. Now we know that, but somehow it doesn't translate into how we feel about ourselves and our work. And I'm going to talk a little bit about inner critics in a minute. Confusion is one of the biggest reasons I see for NTs who are struggling. And it's this lack of clarity on their vision and the goals for the business. And I often say to people, well, what's your big vision for your business? What are you looking to create? And there's this sort of blank look. I don't really know. I just want to see clients. Well, sometimes they say that. Sometimes they say, I don't know. Sometimes they do have a big vision, which is great. But clarity is so important because if you don't know where you're going, how on earth are you going to get there? Basically, you haven't got, if you haven't got a destination, you can't create the route. So every decision is then harder to make. Clients can't find you because they don't know who you are and what you stand for. And your path becomes a little bit like walking through treacle. Everything's just difficult. Yeah, I'm sure you can relate to that. So clarity is really, really important. And I'll talk about that in a minute. Now, this is a big one too. Who loves to sit behind their laptop and not really be seen or be visible? Again, this is another one. I don't know if it's particularly for NTs, but it's, to get clients, you need to be visible so they can find you. Otherwise, they're not going to find you and you're going to be frustrated. This is no time to be shy or hide behind the computer. It's time to be seen and to be noticed. And this can be a bit scary, really scary, especially if you're not used to that. And if you're an introvert as well, that's really, really hard for people to do. I mean, even me, I'm not particularly that much of an introvert, but I'm certainly not an extrovert. And I remember doing my first talk. It was only about 20 people, absolutely terrified. I talked before in corporate, but this was me on stage just talking about stuff about me, you know, so selling me in a way. And I didn't know if they'd like it or if they'd hate it or I'd die or freeze on the spot. So I practiced for days. I was practicing in the car, in front of the mirror, in front of my kids. They were so sick of me. And on the night, I was still really, really nervous, but I filled half the room with my friends. So that really helped because I knew they'd laugh in the right places and they'd love it, even though, you know, whatever, because they knew me. And that really, really helped. And I got through it. And I got 2 clients from that first talk. That was such an amazing feeling. I'm sure if you've been in that situation and you picked up clients, it's just, there's nothing better than that. I've done I can't tell you how many talks I've done now, but I don't have to practice anymore, but I still get really nervous. I do. It's just, I think that just never goes away. But the more you practice, the more you're able to manage that. And actually, you know, if you can turn that fear into excitement, you know, that's half the battle. The whole topic of money and sales is another big challenge area for many NTs. Lots of people say to me that that sales feels a bit icky. They get halfway through the conversation. They're very, very eloquent all the way through the conversation. And then they start to talk about the money bit and they seize up or they go a bit funny. And that vibe, the client can see it a million miles off and you just emanate that awkwardness. So, you know, you either avoid the sale conversation or you hugely undercharge to make you feel more comfortable selling it. But if you do this, it's not going to do you any good at all. You're not going to have any clients if this isn't addressed, and you're never going to be able to build your and grow your business and help more people, because that's why we do this. We want to grow so that we can help and reach more people. So after my years of experience, I believe there's a success model that you need to follow, which I'm going to go through. It's based on 3 main foundations: attract, engage, and deliver. So attract is the clarity piece that I talked about. Being super clear on your big vision, your values, your niche, your message, your ideal client, so that the right clients are coming to you again and again, knowing exactly what you stand for and what they can get from you. You know, it's got to be so clear to you and to them that you don't even have to try too hard. They're just going to be attracted to you. Engage is where you start engaging these clients to work with you. So this is about the marketing you're doing, the packaging, the pricing, and the selling of your services, whether that's through one-to-one conversations or talks or webinars, doesn't matter. It's where your potential clients become paying clients. And this is where we start to get some money in the bank. And deliver is about delivering your programs in a way that clients feel wowed. They're getting really good results so that they'll go and tell everybody, but also they'll come back and keep working with you. And sometimes they can be your biggest sales ambassadors. They really can. But also in a way that you don't burn out, because we can deliver programs left, right, and center. But if we're burning out doing that, it's the same as not making any money, is it? That's not sustainable. Having the right systems in place is so important in this section too, so that you're super efficient and not spending all your time on admin, which is a lot of what we do as well. In the middle of all this is the you bit, and this is all about your mindset, your values, your attitude, your behaviors, and your beliefs. And this is the glue that holds everything together. And if this bit isn't right, the model's just going to fall apart. So the mindset thing is huge. So there are 9 steps within this model that I'm going to give you a quick overview of each one. I can't go into it in massive depth, but I want to give you enough so that you know which areas you might start to need to work on or need to get some help with. So the first part of your business foundation is attracting your ideal clients to work with you. If you don't do this bit, you're going to find it really tricky to get the right clients coming to you. You might be getting all the wrong clients. You might be doing work that you don't like to do. And you might be finding it really hard to get the right clients you really want to work with coming to you consistently. That's the key. So this involves being super clear on your values and your vision. So why you're in this all together, what is guiding you and your decisions? You know, what is that big vision? What do you want the change in the world to be? What are you hoping to achieve by doing this? Your market and message, what field you want to specialize in, who you want to work with, and how you're going to talk to them. And then building your brand, so your business identity, your look, your feel, and communicating that through your name, your website, and your social media platforms, and everything about your brand. So I'm going to just run through each one quickly. This is step one. It's often the one that new business owners miss. And also, you know, if you've been going for a while, you might want to go back and just check that you've got this in place, because this work is fundamental to your business. These are the foundations that are going to guide you and make the path ahead an easier one. So first of all, I talk about your inner critic. So those voices in your head that tell you you're not good enough, you're not worth it, you're never going to be successful. Who are you to talk about this and tell people what to do, or call yourself a so-and-so expert? You know, those are your inner critics, and you need to learn to master them. Otherwise, they're going to stop you moving forward. In fact, they're just trying to protect you in a way. But once you're aware of them, you have the choice then to whether to follow their advice or not. And then we need to get clear on the big vision. So why? This is your why. Simon Sinek, start with why. Get his book, brilliant. This is your grounding. This is your reason for doing all this in the first place. So once you're clear on this, I'm going to get a bit woo-woo, but the universe gets the message. And then you have a destination, so that it knows which path to send you on. And you start getting opportunities that you haven't seen before or come to you once you know which path you're on and where you're going. Honestly, I'm not particularly woo-woo, but that just makes a lot of sense to me. And it's happened to me as well. And your values that guide you on that journey. So they make each decision or fork in the road a lot easier to navigate, especially when it comes to people and opportunities. You know which ones to say yes to and which ones don't quite align with your values. So step two is about market and message. So this is all about, who you're going to help, how you're going to communicate that. So you need to identify your niche. Now, we all get a bit caught up in niches. I know it's a bit of a cliche thing at the moment, but it's very, very important to specialize. You don't have to specialize in a particular topic of nutrition. So you could go general nutrition, but you need to specialize in your market then. So for instance, you could do nutrition for new mums, or nutrition for busy cities, execs, or whatever it is. Or you go the content route and you go specialize in hormones or gut or brain or whatever it is you want to go. But you have to specialize in something on either side, because otherwise if you're a generalist, no one's going to find you. They're not going to know what you're about, because you're just going to be too large, too wide. You need to nail your market so that your ideal clients, the right clients you want to work with, not only do you get to work with the best clients you want to work with, but also you're working on a topic that you love. So it's a win-win. So your ideal client, your story, you've got to be clear about, you know, where this is coming from, your own story, whether it relates or not, it doesn't matter, but basically why you're doing this. And your pitch, so that you are in your message. So when you're speaking to people, it just flows and it makes sense. And it should be something that kind of almost gives you goosebumps or makes you emotional. Step three is about your brand. So your brand is your identity. It has to align with your vision, your values, and your message. So if you create your brand before doing that steps one and two, it might not align with that stuff. So it might not quite be right. Because once you've done the groundwork, your brand should be much, much easier to create. So once you have a clear brand identity, you can then build your website, and then, you know, do all your social media setup and all of that. But I see a lot of entities building their website first without knowing who they're targeting, what their message is, what their values are, what their vision is. And all that does is it just creates a lot of confusion. And most people will just click away because that's coming across, that confusion. So the second part of your business foundation is engaging your ideal clients to work with you. Now, this involves being really clear on how you're going to market yourself, your products, packaging and pricing, and all about selling. So I'm going to go through each one of these. So the step four is ninja marketing. I call this because marketing, you know, when we look at marketing, it seems like, you know, you have to do everything. But ninja marketing is all about doing the marketing that's right for you and the one that your ideal clients will see and get attracted to. There are lots of different ways you can market. And like I said, you've got to pick the areas that you're strong in, because you can't possibly do it all on your own. Offline marketing is about networking, one-to-one conversations, talks, referrals, so everything in person. Online marketing is social media, blogs, vlogs, webinars, emails, and that building that list and that sales funnel. Now, you obviously need a little bit of everything in the beginning, and then you can refine that in terms of what you're good at, what your strengths are, and what's really getting you results. Now, your signature system, I think this is incredible. Once you create your own signature system, everything becomes easier. You can structure your talks, your lead magnet, your webinars, everything, and actually your conversations to clients through your signature system. So this is your IP. This is your intellectual property. That means it's your own system for making things work for your the way of doing your work. So it's a really good way of getting really clear on your content and how you do things that is only yours. Now, of course, we all do similar stuff, so it's very difficult to get something that's very unique, but you can definitely do that. So for instance my signature system is my four-step happy hormone code, step 1, 2, 3, and 4. You've got Dr. Chatterjee with his four pillars. I know Angelique Panagos has her six steps. What's her name, Melissa Vitti, has her flow. I think hers are six core areas or keys. You know, it, whatever works for you, but you need something that you can base your content around. And we go into this in a lot more detail in the course. Consistent content is incredibly important. So this is one I've struggled with for quite a while. I tried to write a monthly blog in the beginning, because monthly was about as much as I could be faced to do. And it felt so hard for me to do that. I don't know anyone else struggles with writing blogs. For me, it felt like writing. I thought I was done with assignments. It felt like another assignment. It was just so, so difficult for me to sit down. I mean, I'd do the housework rather than write a blog, you know, and that's the last thing I'd do. But, blogs, you know, doing it that way wasn't working for me. So I had to find something that was right for me, and it took me a while. But in the end, I found a video was actually much more easier for me. And it then could be transformed into a blog. So you don't need to do it in the way that everyone's telling you to do. You've got to find out what works for you, but I don't want you to be put off video as well, because I know the word video for a lot of you will just get you running for the hills. But it is the medium of choice these days. People don't have time to read a lot of the time, so they'll want to look at you. And it's the best way of getting that know, like, and trust factor without meeting someone face-to-face, which you can't do if you're wanting to get to a big reach. But consistency is the key. If you're doing things week after week after week after week, sometimes you might not get any reward for that. And you must, you know, a lot of people think they're putting content out all the time and they're just not getting likes, they're not getting engagement, and just, it feels like nobody's looking at your stuff. I can promise you somebody's looking at it. And the more you are not put off by that and don't look at the results just yet, just keep going. The yoga teacher, anyone know Yoga with Adrienne in the States? She did I was watching one of her videos or talks, actually. She did a talk and she said for the first 2 years she put a yoga video out on YouTube every single week and nobody watched it. She's got a handful of people watching it. She thought, what am I doing? For 2 years every single week. And now that has paid off. She's now a multi-million-dollar business that she runs. And she just had to keep going. What do they say? You're always 3 feet away from gold when people give up. So don't give up. Step 5 is about the packaging and pricing of your services. How are you going to package up what you do so that A, the client gets the best result, B, you get paid your worth, really important, and C, it's easy to explain to clients and easy for the client to say, yes, that's what I want. So those are the criteria that I put for packages and pricing. The old model of one-to-one single consultations, they just don't work for you or for the client. You want the client to invest in themselves. So that's when they're going to get the best results and you get to do your best work. If you're only having one consultation, you don't know how much to give them. You tend to overwhelm because there's just so much to tell them in one session. You don't know if they're going to come back or not. And then the client's just not going to do it because they're just overwhelmed and they're not invested. So that's the really clear thing I want to get across. Charging, oh my word, this is another really big area, a really big struggle for many NTs. We're such a kind-hearted lot. I think, you know, most of us would want to do this for free because we just love helping people, right? We need to make a living. And you're not going to get properly valued and paid for what you do. How much have you spent getting your qualification? And for me, it was probably over £20,000 by the time I did my 4 years at ION and did all the seminars and all the materials and the books and everything. Probably the same for you. Your knowledge is worth an absolute fortune. So couple that with the results that we can get for people, that we change lives, we transform people's lives. It's priceless. So we need to charge what we're worth and just get over that whole thing of, I want to help people, but I don't want to charge them a lot of money. And actually, the less you charge, the more it devalues the whole industry. So a little bit of, I'm a bit passionate about that. Now, a lot of that will be deep-seated money mindset stuff going on for a lot of people. Many of us have beliefs around money, and especially, you know, even admitting to wanting money, that come from our childhood, our own experiences, and these beliefs can really sabotage you when you're trying to earn money. So it's really important to be aware of them and to work on them. Otherwise, they can really stop you growing. And there's a lot of coaches now that are doing stuff around money mindset, because once you take that block away, honestly, it's a big liberator. So step six is about sales. Now, this is possibly the most valuable bit of information for most NTs, how to sell in an easy way that makes you feel good. Who would like to be able to do that? I certainly did. We do such a valuable thing for people that it's not a question of persuading someone to buy our stuff or work with us. It's about communicating what we do so that it's just a no-brainer for them to sign up. It's just a partnership. I'm going to help you, but I need to be paid for that. When do you sell? So we're selling offline, we're selling online. You're probably always in a sales conversation, whether you're talking to somebody, or you're, you know, doing a talk, or you're in the shop next to somebody and they ask you what you do. That's a possible sales conversation. Not to them maybe, but it might be someone that they know that they think, I know someone who could really benefit from that. Communicating your value is absolutely key. So I often say to people, I tend to recommend not to put your package prices on your website. Now, the reason for that is that it's very difficult for you to get the value of what you do across from a web page. So when you're talking to someone and explaining your package or service, you can then focus on the benefits that it brings. And, you know, we often also talk a lot about features and not benefits. So we say, you're going to get 3 sessions or 5 consultations with me and a test, or you're going to get this, that, if you've got a package. So it's really, really important that we don't focus too much on that, because the potential client doesn't care how you're going to help them. They just care about the result. So what is it that you're going to do for me? I don't care if it takes 12 sessions over 12 weeks. Just tell me what the result's going to be. That's what I'm going to pay for. Okay. So it's really important to focus on the benefits and not, you know, what you're actually offering logistically. Discovery calls work best for us. I find that, you know, to bring and to engage a client to work with us, in fact 99% of the time it is after a conversation, one-to-one conversation. So we use discovery calls for that, half an hour, because people buy from people, they don't buy from websites. They want to know that they can trust you. And with such a personal service, you need to be speaking to them. The biggest thing to remember about calls, if you're doing free calls, is that it is not a consultation. Now, I know a lot of people, and I struggled with this in the beginning, all I wanted to do was give them some advice in that half an hour, and tell them what they should be doing, and then say, we can help you with that. Well, if you tell them what they should be doing, they're more than likely going to go off and do it without having to work with you. So, and also, you know, you haven't got enough information to advise them completely in half an hour. So don't give them any advice, but do discuss, you know, listen to them and do discuss how you can help them with your programs to really get to the bottom of what they're struggling with. I like to think of it as being a bit like Simon Cowell. You're interviewing them. You're not just, you know, taking anybody, because this is all about you. Yeah, you're the boss. You need to be deciding who you work with. And if you get that gut feeling of this client's going to be tricky, or I'm really not feeling it with this client, then say no and get off the phone early. Do not get tempted to take them just for the money. You'll regret it. And I've done a lot of them, I promise you. Talks and webinars are a massive area for sales opportunities. And this is where you're talking one to many rather than one to one. And there is a structure that we use really works really well for talks and webinars that we teach in our courses. So the final part of the business foundation is delivering your services. And for this, for me, this involves successful delivery of your program. So making sure your client experience is the best it can be right from the beginning. Systems and tools to help you grow. I've tried most of them, so now I know which ones work and which ones are not worth the money. And then this whole success mindset area, where this the you bit that sticks everything together and really keeps you going when those days when you just really want to give up. So the program delivery bits. So once you've got clients, you need to make sure you're giving them great value. So you want to build a really loyal client base. So again, these are the people that are going to refer you and they're going to sing your praises. So you need to make sure that you deliver the best client experience. They'll be your biggest advocates and they're more likely to buy from you in the future. It's much easier to sell to an existing client than try and get new ones all the time. Compliance is incredibly important. Otherwise you're not going to get the results and then you're not going to get these advocates. And we always find that, you know, less is more. We tend as NTs to want to give value. So we overwhelm people with all our knowledge and all our tools and go, off you go. And then they go, I'm already stressed. I've already got brain fog. What are you doing to me? So you need to pull it back and give them a lot less and take it slower, which is why packages work so much better than those individual consultations. Referrals, client retention. We talked about referrals and testimonials. Incredibly important to have systemized versions of this, so you're constantly asking and getting those in, and systems and tools. So. Boring for a lot of people, but so important to stop you drowning in admin and paperwork, which I see a lot of NTs doing, because you know they're just trying to do everything themselves. So there are a lot of systems and tools out there. Some of them expensive, some of them, you know, that you absolutely need, some of them you don't need until you start making some money. But things like client management tools, incredibly important to have secure data that's backed up and GDPR compliant and all of that stuff. So we have been using Clinico for the last 4 years. We're now moving to Practice Better. I don't know if you've heard of that. I'm sure a lot of you are already on it, because it actually does a lot of things that we're paying for separately. So we can just bundle it all into the same thing. But that might not be right for you yet. So I'm just mentioning it as possibly one of the best tools out there. Clinico is not bad either, but we've had to use Dropbox with it to be GDPR compliant, because they can't you can't send stuff out from Clinico. Legals and data protection, I'm sure you know all about that, but you've got to get these covered. We won't go into that now. Admin software tools, so I use Zoom a lot. We're on Zoom now. It's incredibly useful for group meetings, for consultations. We do all our consultations online now. Because we just got a big audience that we're not just local, and obviously all the team can work on Zoom. Online calendars are really incredibly good, although Practice Better do one, so we can now ditch that. Dropbox is incredibly good for storage, Google Drive, Amazon storage as well, for things like that. We use all of that stuff and more, but I won't obviously go into that now. Marketing tools, so we use social media content planners, which we just created ourselves. We use scheduling tools. We've got membership platforms, webinars, landing pages, all of that stuff. But you know, I use a lot of different software pieces for that, which I can always advise you on if you're looking for something that you in particular that you need. A CRM, really important. This is a customer relationship manager systems, the management system. So this is where you start getting your emails. So a lot of people use MailChimp in the beginning. I think it's free or very cheap. I'm not sure too much about MailChimp, because we've always used ActiveCampaign, and Infusionsoft is the biggest big one at the end, where, you know, that's for the big internet marketers that want to spend a lot of money on stuff. But this is where you start building your list. So, you know, you give someone a freebie and you get their email address, and this is what you need to keep those email addresses safe. And this is where you can then send your, I'm sure you all know this already, but there are very different ones out there. We found ActiveCampaign is a really good intuitive one, but again, it's not cheap. An accounting system. So looking after your money once you're making it is incredibly key. So, you know, bookkeeping, getting the right accountant and working out what you do with your money is really important as well. Now, step 9. So once you have steps 1 to 8 in place, the rest is down to you and your mindset. It's a really huge and vital piece. Like I said, it's that glue that sticks everything together. Now, I've had to work on my mindset consistently since I started out. In fact, you know, one of the things that spurred me on in the early days was being told many times at college that we better love what we do because we'd never make any money out of it. So that was my spurring. I wanted to prove that message wrong because it had to pay for me. It was my second career. My husband had paid for my course. I had to pay him back and I had to bring in some money. So there was no alternative. There's no plan B. So, you know, mindset was really, really key for me. So I've done a lot of personal development to get rid of blocks and limiting beliefs so that I can think bigger and not get in my own way. And I think, you know, that's a lot of it. We seem to get in our own way a lot. And I'm still work in progress. I still have to work on it every single day. And I don't think I'll ever have to stop. But, you know, these are some of the things that that are important, you know, keeping the faith when it doesn't feel like anything is happening or working, just to know that, you know, you're 3 steps away or you're 3 feet away and it will happen. It will happen. Just keep going. Consistency. Not being afraid of failure is a big one. Now, I've made a lot of mistakes and, you know, every time, you know, first of all, you think, oh my goodness, I'm such a failure. I'm never going to be able to do this. Those inner critics go crazy, don't they? Oh, this doesn't work. No one likes me. No one wants this. But when you learn what you did, what you didn't do right or whatever, and you learn from failure, and then the next time you do something, it's better, it's improved, it works. It's just learning from those mistakes and doing it better. Productivity, so that you've got to get those tools in place so that you're not spending too much time in your business, that you can spend it on your business and growing. Now, after being in business for 5 years, I realized that investing in business coaching and support is possibly the most important thing that created my success. It's made the biggest difference to me. And some of it has been quite scary. I won't lie. huge amounts of money in some cases for year-long programs. But every single time I haven't regretted it at all. I have got so much out of being around people that are successful, learning from people that have done this before, honestly, them having your back as well. It's incredibly inspiring, but also builds your confidence too, that you can do this too. And lastly, self-care. Last but absolutely not least, in fact, that's one of our business values, is self-care, not just for clients, but for us as a team as well. Because if we know, you know, if you don't look after yourself, you're no good to anyone. And are we practicing what we preach? A lot of the time, no, we're all burning out and exhausted. So incredibly important to do that and show clients that we're walking the talk. So how do we implement the model in the right way? So, you know, it's all very well knowing the theory, but I think there's 3 key things you need to be able to get these foundations in place properly. These are the things that made the difference to me, and I call them the 3 C's: content, community, and coaching. The content is just basically what I've gone through. A quick overview I've given you of the 9 steps here to a profitable business, those foundations you need in place. And if you get those foundations in place, you're going to be able to start attracting and engaging your ideal clients. But community is really important. Building a business can be very lonely. Anyone feel isolated? Sitting at home or sitting in your clinic, you know, coming from college where everybody's together, you start a business and suddenly you're alone. And you need a community, and you need a community that understand what you're trying to do and can support you through your journey. And I didn't have this for a long time. I searched for something that would work, and I did feel very isolated at times. And lastly, coaching. I've talked about how coaching has been and still is the biggest factor in my success, and I definitely wouldn't be here without it. I think we all need coaching. So in 2018, was that last January, it feels like a long time ago, I was asked to deliver a third year lecture back at ION on female hormone testing. And I thought, absolutely, that would be great. We are specialists in that. We'd know what we're doing, and I can help and hopefully just explain some of the testing opportunities that you'd have when you're in clinic. But at the end, I was inundated after the lecture by students wanting to know how I'd been so successful in business. And that really surprised me, actually. And it just made me realize that I needed to help. So I wanted to create something that would incorporate these three C's that had helped me, the content, the community, and the coaching, and help other NTs have success as well, so that together we can help and reach more people, because I certainly can't do it on my own, and I'm sure you can't either. We have to be together. And that's why I've also collaborated with the Nutrition Network as well, because I love their philosophy. And Kate I met Kate when I was a student, and I just love the way she talked about collaboration, not competition, amongst NTs. We all have to help each other. So I created my NTBA Foundation program. I run it only twice a year, in September and in January. So obviously I have another business, my hormone business, so that I can focus on that in between. But I absolutely love running this program. So I might be doing more of them in the future, but at the moment it's just twice a year. And it's based on the 9 steps that I've just covered. So we work together to get each foundation in place so that you can attract your ideal clients, engage them with you so they can't wait to work with you, and deliver programs that get them the best results. And when you have this in place, you can build a business that you love. And that's the most important thing. Helping more people with your knowledge and skills, and actually something that pays you your worth so that you can keep doing it, and so it's sustainable. So in the program, there's 9 online modules covering the whole foundation, attract, engage, deliver, step-by-step videos and downloads to show you exactly what you need to do to get the right systems, the processes, the sales and marketing, and all the expertise you need to keep clients knocking at your door and build this profitable business that you want. 6 mentoring calls together. So we get onto Zoom and we get through, you ask your questions and challenges, and we have a little space each where we can get some coaching from me, and we record everything so that if you can't make it, you can always access it. We have a private Facebook group where we're connecting and sharing with all the other students. So that's your community angle. And it's been incredible. I've run 2 of these already now. So this is the 3rd one. And the people in the group have formed such bonds and such friendships and so supportive of each other that it's even surprised me how much they're getting from just being in that group. And then to wrap it all up, we spend time together face-to-face in a live workshop in London. Now, I know if you're not able to get to London, I understand, and so it is optional, obviously. But this is a really exciting day where we review everything that we've learned. It's right at the end. We get unstuck, we create the goals, and it's a planning session, really. So you come out with actions ready for the next quarter and for the next year. It's a very powerful day, and actually it's my favorite bit of the program because I get to meet you all in person. And we get to really, really work on any problems. So this coming September, we start on the 5th and we run through to the live workshop, which is on the 29th of November. I won't be doing any dates in half term, and all sessions are usually on a Tuesday or a Thursday at 12:30. So you also have access to the modules for life. So you don't have to do it in that time frame. You can do it in your own time. You'll always have access to the recordings. Price-wise, it's one payment of $690, and installments, we do 3 monthly installments of $230. If you pay the one payment, it includes a 30-minute coaching call with me. So we can kickstart. You can have that at the beginning, like a strategy session, or you can have it at any time of the course if you're feeling a bit stuck. It doesn't matter. It's in the bank. This is the link, by the way. I'm going to actually put it in the chat box if you want to go and look at all the details. It's there. Hopefully you can all see that. Now, I just want to just mention why there's a lot of business courses out there. So you might be wondering why this course is a bit different. Well, I'm an NT myself, as you know, so I've been exactly where you are. So I know firsthand what your challenges are and how to overcome them. I've built a successful 6-figure business. Now, most business coaches out there haven't actually done that themselves, which is a shame because they're just talking theory And if they can't do it themselves, then I would wonder why they're teaching that, to be fair. I won't name any names. I know what works, because obviously through trial and error, I've tried a lot of things. I've failed at a lot of things, and I know what works and what doesn't work. So hopefully that will save you a lot of time and money doing the wrong things and going down the wrong route. And I can just say, just don't do that. Go this way instead. It'll save you a year and this much money. I've invested heavily in my business training. I mentioned this in the last 5 years. When I first knew I needed some help, and that was about after 3 months of graduating and just really seeing a few single clients and not making much money, my first coach, like I mentioned, cost me £3,000. It was a huge amount of money back then, as I'd only just qualified. And so I'd literally just, you know, spent 20 grand on my course. And then I had to spend another three on this. But I knew that the money would be wasted if I didn't learn how to run a successful business and be profitable. So I put it on a credit card. I know, reckless. But within the first 12 weeks, I'd made that money back. And I would say the same thing with this course. £690. When you create your packages, you'll make that back within the course frame. I pretty much guarantee it. I can't guarantee it because I can't do the work for you. But most of the participants have done that. I'd say 90% have done that, made the money back through their first package client. And that's what I call ROI, return on investment. And it's why I keep investing in my coaching. Every time I've invested, I get more back. It's just a no-brainer. And you start mingling with some amazing people as well. People that see your potential when you can't see it. And it's very inspiring. And you're then part of a community that's all going in the same direction. So that's why I love it so much. And I'm not saying you're going to need to spend thousands of pounds like me, because I can teach you what I've learned in those very expensive courses for a fraction of this. And personal motivation, you know, I have a personal motivation to get NTs out there because I'm one and I know how many people are struggling. So I want this industry to be successful. I want people to be out there helping as many people as they can help with their skills. And I want to change that mindset and that traditional message that this is some kind of hobby job and it's not a proper business model. And I feel so passionate about that because it is a proper business and you can make decent money. And we don't have to treat it as a hobby. So for me, you know, teaching you guys this stuff is coming from here. So it gets me very emotional. I won't start. This is Tasha. She's just finished the January course. And I just mentioned that I was putting a new course on and she just said this. She sent me an email. She said, I just feel so excited about sharing your course. More and more NTs finally learning to run their businesses right. I just hope they see the value in investing. Thanks, Tasha. She's specializing in mums, pre-baby, post-baby, because she's literally just had her own baby. So she's doing amazingly well, and she's got some lovely clients through this as well. If you want more testimonials, I've got a whole video of them on the page. If you go to the page, you'll see a little video. It's only a few minutes long, and you'll see what people have come out of the course with if you wanted to look at that. If you prefer learning in person and you don't want the whole online experience, I'm also running a 3-month live program at ION, September, October, November. They are 3 1-day workshops. So they're all in person. You turn up to Richmond and we do attract, engage, deliver on each of those 3 days with interaction and live sessions, etc. And you also get online Facebook support in between the sessions. So if that's more your thing, you can go to ION, look at short courses, and you'll be able to sign up for that there. Thank you, everyone. Really, really, really appreciate you coming today. Have a fantastic day and weekend, and see you all soon. Take care.